instead of lack, because we're focusing on the things that we have. And I'm going to give you a caveat here, a shift that I want you to make on this exercise. So don't tune me out, because we've probably have all heard, like, you know, write down what you're grateful for. And yeah, that it doesn't work if we don't do it in the correct manner. Okay. Focusing on the gratitude. So every day for the next week, I want you to write down three things that you're grateful for about your money or your financial life. It can be big things. It can be small things. Maybe it's having a roof over your head. It's raining outside. So yes, we're thankful for that. Maybe it's money that you receive. Side note, you should always do a little gratitude celebration when you receive money. Doesn't matter what it is. I have a text system set up on my phone when money comes in through the business. But hey, when I receive the child support, I'm still doing this exercise because we're still receiving. We're still in gratitude. Okay. Having a paycheck, or maybe